summer of next year, people needing non-urgent medical advice will call 111. That's BBC Radio Scotland News. It's 25 to 9.
And you're listening to Good Morning Scotland with Gary Robertson and Hayley Miller. The Aberdeen philanthropist Sir Ian Wood has just announced he's investing £7.5 million to buy two tea factories in Rwanda. It's an extension to the project, to the joint project the Wood Family Trust already operates in the Central African country, along with Lord David Sainsbury's Gatsby Foundation. The ultimate aim is to hand ownership over to the tea farmers so they maximise their income from the crop. But what does investment like this mean in a country perhaps best known for the terrible genocide which happened nearly 20 years ago? Hugh Williams reports.
Rwanda's genocide lasted 100 days in 1994. During that time, an estimated 1 million people were killed, some by soldiers, some by people who'd been their friends and neighbours.
She has been killing. She's putting all the Tutsis together in one room, and she has been cutting and all the people there with the children. And she killed it like a goat with a manchette. It is awful.
Jean-Paul Samputu's family, his parents, sister and three brothers were murdered. He calls this song, God, Where Were You?
We have a proverb in Rwanda that says that God spends a day away but comes back to Rwanda. He comes to sleep to Rwanda. Then in that song, I was asking God, why you permit such a things happen to Rwanda? And I was angry at God.
He's in Glasgow this week talking to school children about Holocaust Memorial Day and about the extraordinary forgiveness he's been able to show even to one of the men who killed his father.
Yes, I was carrying him all the time. I was in prison of him. I was in that prison. Forgiveness means to liberate from that bondage. Forgiveness means to release from that prison of hatred, anger, and bitterness. Most of people should know that this, the forgiveness is not a gift to the other. Forgiveness is for you.
Jean-Paul Samputu has also recorded songs that celebrate Rwanda's beauty.
It's green, the mountains. It's beautiful. I thank God who has created Rwanda as beautiful as it is.
It's a country that can be productive and fruitful.
They say that the Rwandan coffee is the best in the world. I don't know if you agree.
I couldn't disagree. It would be rude to disagree. One man who certainly agrees is philanthropist Sir Ian Wood. His family trust has just announced a further multi-million pound investment in Rwanda in addition to an existing tea farming project. Jean-Paul Samputu says that has to be good news.
Rwanda needs that. As you see in the world, how the economy is bad, and what about now a country that is poor like Rwanda, unlocked? It's very, very, those are very good news for Rwanda.
Jean-Paul Samputu's song celebrating the joy of homecoming, ending that report by Hugh Williams.